Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Larson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Don Larson. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Altobelli. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hal Narragon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pascual. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pascual. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Altobelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin misplays the ball. That's an error on Martin. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tuttle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smith moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith moves to third. Fox moves to second. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. the Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altobelli for the out. Two outs. Hal Narragón is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragón hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Altobelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Pascual covering, for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaals picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Verhaals. Minoso moves to second. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0 for 1 in the game. Severs takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Verhaals reaches second base with a double. Tuttle goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual bunts towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. Verhaals moves to third. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Green reaches second base with a double. Verhaals scores. It's 2-1, Twins. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 0 for 1 in the game. Larson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Lawler moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Twins, 2. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio strikes out. 2 outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tuttle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Altobelli strikes out. 2 outs. Hal Narragón is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragón is 0 for 1 in the game. Narragón hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Altobelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Altobelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Veral settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tuttle strikes out. 1 out. Zoilo Veral is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veral is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Veral hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 0 for 0 in the game. Pascual hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Schirmlawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veral scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Green for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Larson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pascual fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Narragón and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Narragón settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aparicio moves to third. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Severs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2. And the Twins too. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Altobelli strikes out. One out. Hal Narragón is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragón is 0 for 2 in the game. Narragón hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2. And the Twins too. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 3 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lawler strikes out. Two outs. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Larson hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. the Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 0-for-1 in the game. Pascual hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Pascual moves to second. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-4 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Narragón and he is safe. Minoso steals second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Minoso moves to third. Sievers moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pascual fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0-for-3 in the game. Altobelli hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle juggles the ball. That's an error on Tuttle. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hershberger. The throw from Narragón and he is safe. Hershberger steals second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Hershberger scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Larson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lawler moves to third. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-5 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaals misplays the ball. That's an error on Verhaals. Lawler scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Narragón and he is out, Verhaals applying the tag. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-5 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Pascual covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Hal Narragón is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragón is 0-for-3 in the game. Narragón hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warren Hacker now pitching. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Verhaals hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Turk Lown now pitching. Julio Becker pinch hits for Camilo Pascual. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Becker for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.